I call this meeting to order. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Morgan? Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Weber? Councilmember Pepper?
So, we had excuses for not being at the meeting for Councilmember Weber and Councilmember Morgan. Councilmember Pepper said at our work session on November 10th that the Budget Committee won't be here, so I am not attending the meeting if the Budget Committee won't be here. In other words, she won't attend the meeting if the Council Majority cannot all attend. So Councilmember Pepper is not excused. I have an announcement to make. We got $27,500 from King County. $5,000 of that went to Parks and Recreation. $5,000 went to the Black Diamond Community Center. $2,500 went to the Black Diamond Historical Society. And $15,000 went to the Ginder Creek Trail. We also have a problem with a fire engine that we need to replace, and we have $188,000 in the impact fee fund. We were going to try to replace, we would have had enough money to replace the fire engine in 2018, so we're going to have to find funding to replace it because we're going to have to replace it early next year. So I just wanted everybody to know that we have an issue and we're going to have to come up with some funding for funding that fire truck. So at this time, if anybody would
Can
like
make
to make...
Yes,
Councilmember Edelman.
First of all, I want to thank you all for coming tonight because you folks actually have busy lives too and managed to show up for our council meeting that the majority chose not to show up. And I'm going to reiterate, for the last year, as my stepdaughter was dying, I showed up for every single council meeting and committee meeting that I was obligated to attend. I did not have an excuse like, well, the Budget Committee isn't going to be there. Why would I go to a meeting when the Budget Committee isn't there? Or that was a Pat Pepper quote. Or Erica Morgan's response, and this was in this work study, if a special surgeon has to fly in from New York to do a special thing, then I haven't got a choice in it. There's only one day he was going to be here. Who is he? Why is he coming? No information was provided. She's just choosing not to attend. Give me a break. How many surgeons are flying in from New York at 7 o'clock at night for a meeting? So I do not accept that her absence is excused. I think it's just criminal. You also look at the agenda for tonight. What is not going to happen tonight? We are not having the public hearings. We can't. It's not a real meeting. We are not going to pass an ordinance granting a franchise agreement with CCD Black Diamond Partners or the franchise agreement with Astound Broadcast or set the property tax dollar amount for 2017, set the property tax percentage increase, which is only 1%. But when you take that 1% plus setting the new property tax for 2017, it's over $30,000 that we are not going to get from King County for next year. That's a big amount of money for this little city. That's projects that aren't going to get done. That's public safety that's not going to be taken care of. That could have gone towards a new fire truck that we really desperately need. We're not going to pass the ordinance amending the 2016 budget. That needs to be done. And we're not going to approve an ordinance for an interfund loan from the Sewer Capital and Reserve Fund for equipment replacement for four police vehicles. Again, we have an obligation to make sure that our police have vehicles that don't break down. But our vehicles are old and need to be replaced. But we can't do that tonight because the majority, which tonight would only be one person, has chosen to not show up. We also are not going to authorize a resolution authorizing the interlocal agreement with the Association of Washington Cities, the Risk Management Services Agency. That's our insurance company. Are we not going to have an insurance company in 2017 for the city? Are we not going to have a budget for 2017? Which means you have no firemen, you have no police. If your water system in Old Black Diamond fails for whatever reason, there's no public works people that are going to come out and fix it. They're not going to come out and fix your sewer problem because there's nobody that's going to be working because we have no budget. So I suggest that you folks that are here that represent Save Black Diamond, that you tell Mr. Drudowski and Ms. Bryant that they need to be telling their minions up here to get off their dead ends and to start doing the job that they were elected to do. Because with the exception of a few of you, most of you don't live in the city of Black Diamond, but the voters of Black Diamond that voted for these three people to get into office, they deserve better. And I've said this repeatedly. We all deserve better. We are all taxpayers here to this city. We expect the services to be available when we need them. Do we want to wait like the coffee shop I go to in Maple Valley was held up yesterday, a guy with a knife? It took 15 or 20 minutes for the police to show up. They're King County. And they were all in Covington because the Bank of America was being robbed. We have our own police force. We have a great police force. We need to support the staffing that we have. We need to get the equipment that they need to operate. And we need to start doing our jobs and not being five-year-olds on the playground, stomping our feet, saying, I'm going to take my ball and go home because my girlfriend's not here. I think it's just totally unacceptable behavior. Thank you.
So, Carol.
Councilmember B.
So off of what Janie just said, I mean, she said that to the point, and I agree with everything. I sent Councilmember Pepper, an email the other day, just pretty much begging her just to come for the public hearing. It's been advertised for 10 days, and people have known about it. People are ready to talk about it. Just at least show your behind up here, and then go ahead, pack yourself up, and leave at the end of public hearing. But at least come for the public hearing. It's for the residents, for the citizens of Black Diamond. Show your butt up here so that people can talk about the public hearing items on the agenda. I got no response, not a single response, nothing. And in 12 months, almost 12 months, every time I email those people, I get nothing. Not a single email back, just thanks for your advice or anything. I get nothing. So just like Councilmember Edelman stated, each one of us were elected by the citizens of Black Diamond, and each one of us have a duty to be here, to be at this meeting. So when I ran, I knew that the first Thursday and the third Thursday were meetings here. I knew that, and I planned my life around those meetings. So for Councilmember Pepper to state, I am not going to come because Councilmember Weber and Councilmember Morgan are not going to be there. I'm going to stay home and watch my movies and enjoy my life while everybody else comes here to do their job to represent the city of Black Diamond and to have a voice of the public here at this time. And that woman chose to go home and sit there and enjoy her life while everybody else is here. Shame on her, and she is not a public leader. Sorry, I'm just so frustrated with these people.
And I wanted to point out that the items under unfinished business, there's 4 items, 6, 7, 8, 9, all of those items were put on this agenda by those majority council members to be discussed at this meeting, and then they don't come. So is there anybody wishing to make public comment? Mr. Edelman.
Bob Edelman, Black Diamond. I was going to start out by with some angry statements, but I don't think I need to. But I am. I am angry. I wrote down some comments so I could get through them quickly. But I would request about 1 or 2 minutes more. I'd like to play extracts of the audio from the meeting on the 10th when their excuses went into the record. Let's start out by saying why the other two council members are here, and the mayor and Brenda. The city code, the municipal code, requires that regular meetings be held the first and third Thursdays of the month. That's a requirement. There aren't any exceptions. You can't cancel a regular meeting. There's no provisions for it. I guess
it's the angels.
I don't know what I said, but they're listening. This meeting could not be canceled, and that was explained to the majority several times. And yet they wanted to cancel the meeting and move it to the 29th. Morgan, Pepper, and Weber are playing games that are affecting important city business. What they're doing is clear. They're refusing to attend council meetings when they don't have a controlling majority. They're worried that maybe something can be done, something beneficial could be accomplished. This is the second time they've done this, and I was reminded it's not the second time. They've boycotted meetings before. But the first time they did it, Weber was on a business trip like he is this time. And the council had a joint special meeting with the Planning Commission. So they canceled the joint special meeting. Then Morgan and Pepper went to the meeting anyway. So that prevented any other council member from being there, which would have violated the law. Again, they're scared that if they don't have the majority in one of these meetings, something's going to get done that they might be opposed to. Their malfeasance is a serious violation of the law. They've attempted to cancel this meeting, which they can't do. There are no provisions for changing dates. They're also ignoring the impact on the public. This meeting has been noticed, and most of those who attend have set aside the time to be here. So they play the game of boycotting the meeting so no business can be done. And I said they violated the law. I'll read you 2 statutes. There's probably others that affect this, but RCW 9A80010, titled Official Misconduct, says, among other things, this is subsection 1B, he or she intentionally refrains from performing a duty imposed upon him or her by law. Those members have a duty to be here, and they're not doing it. That's a violation of that statute. Here's another one, when they tell people on the record phony excuses. This is 4220040, false report. Every public officer who shall knowingly make any false or misleading statement in any official report or statement under circumstances not otherwise prohibited by law shall be guilty of a gross misdemeanor. If you'll give me the time, I'd like to play those extracts, if that's okay. I have to make sure the technology is going to cooperate.
That meeting.
The budget committee isn't going to be there.
Why?
Why would I go to a meeting where the budget committee isn't there?
Pat just read you out state law.
Part of it.
And B, I did not have access in September to the calendar for November. I'm sorry. I may not have all my calendars in my head at all times.
It's been out there since August. And we know the first and third Thursdays are our meetings. There's no rocket science about that.
If a special surgeon has to fly in from New York to do a special thing, then I haven't got a choice. And there's only one day he was going to be here.
Councilmember Pepper, hello. Thank you. So I'm just asking. You just stated at the beginning when we talked about this, you said you weren't going to attend because these two were not going to be there. No, that's not what you said. Right. Okay, so there. So that's them. They interchange. So what? So I don't understand. There's a quorum that can be there just because these two can't be there. Why? Seriously, why can't you be there? What do they, either one of these, have that you need them there at the meeting? I want her to answer that.
I think that you are cross-examining me.
No, I just
really
want to know.
I've already stated.
You stated that these two won't be there, so you're not going to show up. Why do you have to have one of these here?
I have made other arrangements which create a conflict. I cannot be present at that meeting.
You just stated these two. That's why you're not going.
Well, you've heard it with your own ears. You just can't believe these council members. They're not honest.
Mitch?
Mitchell Neary, Black Diamond. I'm calling for the immediate resignation of all majority members of this council, with the priority being on Councilmember Pepper and any council member that is absent without just cause. I find it deplorable and downright disrespectful that an elected official without just cause being absent will not be at a scheduled and properly notified city council meeting where the public is aware and they ran for this position. They ran to be our leaders and to make decisions for us, and they knew what they were getting into, and there's no reason that there should be three vacant chairs here when city business needs to be considered and voted and approved or denied, whatever the case may be. We should not be seeing three vacant chairs. This seems to be a blockade, nothing short of a blockade against the minority from passing city business. And if one person can't be here for a consensus, then there's no reason that the majority should be sitting in these seats at all. So the bottom line is that I'm calling for the immediate resignation of Councilmember Pepper, Councilmember Morgan, and Councilmember Weber. Thank you.
Is there anybody else that wishes to speak? Robin?
Good evening, Mayor and present council members. Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. I just want to say to all the citizens here that you are seeing your tax dollars being squandered as you sit here. Whether you agree with the majority or you agree with the minority of this council, it does not matter. You're a taxpayer. You might as well take your money out in the street and burn it for all the good your tax dollars are doing in this city. We have a majority here that will not pass anything for this city that would forward the city into what could be beneficial for the citizens. They sit on it all. They kill it or they vote it down, and then it cannot be brought back. Your tax dollars, you might as well take your wallets out in the street and burn your cash, because that is exactly what's happening right here tonight. Your money, your life energy is being squandered by this majority council. It's being squandered. And I will tell you this. If you believe this is good governance, then I would say you need to go back and take government class again. because this is not what good governance is. Not in the least. They were elected to do a job, and frankly, they get paid. If they don't resign, they need to at least give their paychecks back to the city that desperately needs the money. That's what they need to do. They need to give their paychecks back because they're not doing the job.
Is there anybody else wishing to speak? Brock?
Brock Deedy, Black Diamond. Just want to reiterate what people are saying is it's a waste of all our time to be here if there's not going to be anything to get done. And you can tell that the three people that are ruling the council are not here, so nothing's going to get done. So it's too bad.
Judy?
Judy Goodwin, Black Diamond, Mayor, Council Members. Just to put a figure to what Robin was talking about, it's projected that over $200,000 has been wasted this year by the majority. That is in staff overtime, in paper, a variety of other things that I have some information that I will put together. So you can see, those of you that pay taxes, City of Black Diamond, $200,000, more than $200,000. We have heard from Cheryl from the community center. They are desperate for money. The budget was hopefully going to have some money in it for the community center. As Mayor Benson just said, we need a new fire truck. We have needs that are substantial, and the three council members have wasted so much money that could be used for the benefit of the citizens of Black Diamond. It really is unconscionable. And Council Member Morgan was found to have lied earlier in the year. There's evidence of that. And is there any way that you can request or demand that she make a statement with regards to her absence tonight so that she could be found to be lying again in, say, some kind of court? There's no way to do that. Mm-mm. Well, I just agree with the others that have spoken. Thank you.
Would anybody else like to speak? Leslie?
Leslie Cooley, Black Diamond. I want to applaud the minority of the council and the mayor for showing up to meet their obligations. I am truly frustrated with the majority council members who are absent, and I truly hope that council members Morgan, Weber, and Pepper will listen to the audios of this evening's meeting in a much more timely manner than the audios of the meetings whose minutes have yet to be approved, because they need to listen to the audios of those meetings. I am truly frustrated after the last meeting when I could see Councilmember Pepper squirming as items were placed on the agenda for this meeting, and was truly appalled with Councilmember Weber, who attempted to cancel this evening's meeting at the end of the closing remarks after all of the citizens had had their opportunities to say. That should have come up under business so that the citizens could react to it at the end of the meeting. Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to speak? Judy?
Judy Carrier, Auburn, Southeast Green Valley Road, out of town. I was notified on November 7th that the council had called a special meeting for November the 8th. The only meeting agenda for this special meeting of November the 8th was to update the schedule for council meetings. At the November 3rd meeting, which I attended, it was clear that some of the council had conflicts for November the 17th. It is also unclear that upon realizing there were conflicts for November 17th, some council members thought there should be an open meeting. Did I say unclear? Clear. It was clear that council members here at the November 3rd meeting thought that there ought to be an open public meeting to update the schedule. So they called a meeting for November 8th. The mayor has a duty to issue public notice for a meeting such as that. Then the council could have made it clear to everyone that they would cancel the November 17th meeting and replace it with a special meeting later this month. The mayor has simply refused to tell anyone about this. She has a duty to issue public notice for meetings called by three council members. By refusing to post these meetings on the website, the mayor is obstructing the government and wasting all of our time and the money that is spent doing that. Thank you.
The reason I didn't notify either one of those meetings is, number one, they did not have a specific agenda. Special meetings must have a specific agenda. And they did not have a specific agenda. It was just to talk about it. That's not what a special meeting is for. And special meetings are not looked at. They're supposed to be for emergency reasons. And the reason for that is because they only need 24-hour notice. Regular meetings are noticed 6 days ahead of time. That was only be a 24-hour notice. That is not open and public governments. They're supposed to be an emergency for something that can't happen at the next regular meeting. So I'm sorry. There was not a specific agenda. It has to be specific, and it was not specific.
It was specific as far as they were concerned because they felt they had to come and talk about changing the calendar because some of them could not be here.
Then it needs to state on the agenda what those calendar changes are. You can't just have an open-ended statement for a special meeting. It has to be specific on what you're going to discuss, period.
That also violates the Black Diamond Municipal Code. And you cannot violate the Black Diamond Municipal Code. It says we will meet the first and third Thursdays. We can't cancel these meetings because somebody's pitching a little fit. We are obligated per the law to hold these meetings. And what the majority fails to recognize, because they're getting misinformation, is that they need to follow the law. They think that they are above the law, similar to some other people I can think of. They're not. This is all going to come home to roost at some point, I hope. It may take another election in order to do it, but God help us, because this city is not going to be able to survive with a council that refuses to act to benefit the citizens of this city. And I think, Judy, I appreciate your comments, but I think you're misled.
Is there anybody else wishing to speak? I see no one else wishing to speak. Originally, when I sent an email to Pat Pepper, I had requested that if they didn't come to this meeting, I would hold another meeting on Saturday the 19th and one on Monday and one on Tuesday and one on Wednesday, because Pat Pepper told us on the 10th that she could attend any meeting on the 21st, 22nd, or 23rd. Pat Pepper sent me an email this afternoon that stated that she could not attend any meeting unless it was on the 29th. So she lied at that meeting to say that she could attend any day I called a meeting on the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And today she sent me an email and said the only meeting she could attend was on the 29th. We can have it. It's just that it doesn't make very much sense to have public hearings 2 days apart. So we can have the public hearing on the on the 29th and on the 1st, but usually you want a couple weeks between public hearings so people can get a chance to listen to what other people said and comment on it and then make their comments 2 weeks later. So usually you have public hearings 2 weeks apart. Yes, Mitch.
Am I to be correct that are they asking for the 29th and 1st meetings?
Yes.
But they hold all sorts of special councils and refuse to vote because they want public comment on other things. So they're holding their vote on certain things like the police officer's contract.
Well,
they're okay with their agenda being 2 days apart.
I guess so.
At this time, I'm going to make a motion to adjourn to a time and place certain. I move that this meeting be adjourned in accordance with RCW 42.30.090 to 7 p.m. Tuesday, November 29th at Council Chambers. This will be a continuation of tonight's regular Council meeting. So what that means is this is the agenda that will be used. It's going to be the same meeting as tonight, but we're going to hopefully have a quorum so that we can have a discussion.
Yep, second. I did second.
Okay, this meeting is adjourned and continued until the 29th at 7 p.m. Meeting adjourned.